Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, hour number three. And joining us on the phone now is David Merlin. You just heard his voice in that commercial. It's perfect timing. David, thank you for spending time with us today.
Hi, great to be here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now just fine here. And I've been listening to your commercial here on the broadcast for over a week now, and obviously it's piqued mine and a lot of other people's curiosity. And before we get into the nitty-gritty about what you found, would you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, how you came to basically examine the tax code, the depth that you examined it at, and sort of give us the background before we get into Section 83?
Sure. 1976, I graduated high school in Washington State as the all-American boy with one goal, which was to go to the 1980 Olympics and win the high jump for the United States and wave the red, white, and blue. And now, all these years later, my country makes me sick. I've looked too closely and stood under the watchful eye of the government, right next to the tendencies of government for so long that we have an intimate relationship, believe it. And in 1988, I was capable of slam dunking basketballs, and you couldn't beat me around a bar. And as the world's fastest bartender, the IRS came to my door, and I took exception to the way they treated me. Started studying tax law in June of 1988, and this has to be underscored that I wasn't assured that if I were to investigate tax law, I would find anything wrong. It wasn't my goal to find out that the IRS was entirely unlawful. It was simply to understand why exactly I could be treated the way I was treated. 6 years later, I completed a treatise, which was a briefing of over a dozen discrepancies between the tax code and the Internal Revenue Service standard operating procedures that show that the tax code is complex for a reason. They hide inside the tax code when, in fact, the IRS is a paper tiger. The limits on their authority, the way that the taxes are supposed to be imposed, if you honored the law, are entirely different than what you see the IRS doing on a day-to-day basis. Entirely different. And what I found, if you pictured the tax code on the left, which I say is perfect, I'd love to have the tax code. And on the far right, you got the IRS. That's totally different. In the middle, you have a bunch of regulations that the executive branch wrote that changed the shape of the law to equal the IRS. I found a list of regulations that twist the statutes or provide room for argument where really if all you did was look at statute, you'd find no room for argument. And I briefed all of these And since 2006, my 1994 treatise has prevented over 10 indictments by turning off criminal investigations division investigation into the affairs of individuals. And criminal investigations division, that's a division of the Internal Revenue Service that warms up a case for prosecution by the Department of Justice. And when I have found, with the help of one other guy in Florida, that when you hit criminal investigations division with my treatise, it augments the trouble that lies in wait for the government if they were to seek an indictment. They'll always, in my experience, they'll always get your money. But when you have, in addition to due process rights, the rights of the accused under the Sixth and Seventh Amendments, rights to face your accuser, rights to call witnesses, rights to a jury trial, rights to counsel, it elevates the burden on the government so drastically that when you add proof, statute has always protected you, it combines to fortify the likelihood against indictment.
Okay, I want to interrupt you for a minute and go back and kind of recap. And by the way, we've got about 50 minutes before the end of the show, and I have no reason for you to leave before the end of the show here. But basically you're saying there is the actual tax code on one side, and on the other side there's what the IRS is telling everybody they owe, and in the middle are a bunch of executive orders that take the tax code and sort of change it to suit the IRS's grabbing of your money. Now, little reminder, the president is not allowed to simply write laws out of thin air in the executive orders. We know that Obama's doing it. We know that Bill Clinton was doing it. They used to joke about stroke of the pen, law of the land, but it is all very much illegal. I'm all for definitely increasing the burden of proof on the government, because certainly I think the vast majority of Americans understand now that anything the government claims has to be taken with a great deal of salt.
And I didn't say executive orders. I said executive branch regulations. They happen to have been written by the Secretary of the Treasury. Tax regulations.
Okay, but basically, okay, I'm not sure where we are on that one, because, again, the Secretary of the Treasury is supposed to be in compliance with the U.S. tax code itself. So, okay, all right, please continue.
And when they set about promulgating regulations under particular statutes, they played with the law in ways that makes it sound like the IRS can do what it does, when in fact, if you look at a lot of these regulations, you find, excuse me, this is null and void. You're taking authority out of thin air by writing this regulation. A great example of this is the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Company versus FDA case on the Fourth Circuit, East Coast, tobacco country. The tobacco company looked at the Food and Drug Act and said there's no authority to regulate tobacco in the Food and Drug Act. In fact, with what the Secretary, Food and Drug Administration has said in the past before, if tobacco were within the authority of them, the agency to regulate, they'd have to ban the sale of tobacco tomorrow. So, no, they dreamed up all their authority through regulation alone, and the tobacco company kicked the FDA's butt all the way through the U.S. Supreme Court. All the courts agreed that you wrote a bunch of regulations to get the authority you're wielding in relation to tobacco. You have to shut that branch of the FDA down. That's the sort of challenge I make to certain parts of the tax code.
Okay, because the IRS, which is a private corporation working for a privately owned bank, the Treasury Department can't just create regulations without a statutory base to them. What I'm hearing from you, and this is certainly not the first time we've heard it, is that these government agencies are simply writing regulations to expand their power and authority, but without having a proper legal foundation for them, as in a statute passed by the Congress and signed by the President of the United States.
It's not simply at all. It's not at all simple. It's extremely complex. It's a quagmire, but there are cornerstones of their authority. When you look at statute, they have several different things they can do. And when you look at what they can do and go and find the statute that authorizes it, in many instances you find at the root of their authority is a very narrowly drawn statute in a regulation that says, oh no, we're going to include a whole bunch of other stuff that isn't
okay,
in the statute.
Okay, it's authority creep. All right, David, we have to take a 3-minute break for commercials. We'll be back with David Merland after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened? What's really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with David Merland, who has studied the tax code from beginning to end, a Herculean task, because it is very complex, deliberately so that ordinary Americans don't understand that many of these regulations thrown at you to take your money do not, in fact, have a solid statutory foundation. And by the way, I just got an email asking, David, if you could explain tax code versus constitutional law. and the gap between those two. David, are you there?
Of the yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. There's a gap between enforcement and the Constitution. The tax code honors a limited federal government. It honors all property as a cost, including your labor. It honors the concept of voluntary compliance, and only through regulation, in some instances of outright misenforcement, do you find the enforcement of what they say they're enforcing the tax code is false. Their enforcement is illegitimate and unconstitutional when, in fact, the tax code is perfect. Let me say a couple things to RBN listeners. You don't get the opportunity to hear a lineup like Ben Swan, Michael Rivero, and John Stadmiller just anywhere. When you look at what these guys do every day, they've got their thumb on the pulse of so many things that it's a treasure to have a daytime lineup like this where they simply don't waste any of your time, and the full spectrum of analysis as well as reporting and journalism, their guests, you just can't find this anywhere else. And I would urge you to do whatever you can for RBN to make sure they can continue providing this vital service. And it is my privilege to announce that Saturday mornings now, 7 a.m. Eastern, my show, No Confidence, will be on the air for an hour. So while we'll really put in a small box for the purposes of this interview, every Saturday morning I'm going to be discussing plenty of issues inside the tax code, the right to travel, and these are all issues I explore statutorily. I only rely on written law. I don't have theories like the quote-unquote movement is so famous for, or infamous, nefarious, for concocting. So my feet are always on the ground. I've read over 4,000 decisions. All my knowledge comes from judges and through all this case law that I've read. And Saturday morning, starting this coming Saturday, it's my pleasure and privilege to provide 1 hour on RBN here. I just can't wait. Now, the tax code, as I said, it honors...
Well, let me welcome you to RBN here. And obviously, this is information Americans need to know, especially with the realization that along with Saddam's weapons of mass destruction and the state of the economy and the unemployment numbers and human-caused global warming, oh, my stars and garters, you're telling me that the government has been lying to us about the legality of the income tax? Horrors,
it's
nothing sacred.
Yeah, it's proving it. That's the hard part. And as I stated, my 1994 treatise, that's 20 years ago. I was done. And so this is nothing new, and I'm not a new guy to any of this. You haven't heard of me because I'm not part of the movement. I ignore everybody else out there. I'm independent because the volume of research that I've done has me arguing different places in the law than anybody else. And so I have to remain independent or slow down to accommodate others who haven't done the work. And, it's tragic because I've seen people die from stress because of tax matters. I've seen innocent people go to prison, and it's out of line. I'm more responsible than that. I don't have a prescription of something you should do other than get a home business and collect all the allowable deductions that H&R Block says you can get away with and look at the amount you've paid at the end of the year as your price of admission to a shouting match with your congressman. It's all you can get in America. So I can show you how they're illegal, overtly, criminally enforcing the tax code, but there's not a whole lot you can do against what they do. I've done the impossible. I've prevented indictments.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to insert a small comment here. Everybody listening to this show, you probably already understand, but I'm going to recapitulate it anyway, that judge's salary comes from tax revenue. That big building that the court is in comes from tax revenue. All those people in uniforms walking around with their guns and pepper spray and handcuffs, it's all paid by tax revenues. They have a clear conflict of interest going in. They are not predisposed to be sympathetic to anybody who wants to hang on to their own money. And I think that was illustrated by a lawsuit called Sullivan versus United States. Now, Sullivan sued the United States government to stop the war in Iraq on the basis that George Bush did not really have statutory authority to go off and declare war on Iraq without a constitutional declaration. And the judge, James C. Fox, took the position that the government will do things that are outside the letter of the law, but they get away with it long enough and sort of go along with what they know to be a fraud. And he chose as his specific example the 16th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, which he admits right there in the court case. Failed ratification. And then he goes on to say, but you know, we need this to be the law and we're just going to go on doing that. So none of this that you're hearing on the show is legal advice or a recommendation of a course of action. It is simply acknowledging that you are the victims of a corrupted, dishonest, and fraudulent system.
The health care bill is another great example of custom and practice. We've done it long enough. Now it's not going to be repealed. Horse feathers. What I can do to Obamacare with my 1994 treatise proves that all the health care bill is a plug-in to the same fraud they've always committed against us with the tax code. It took me 5 hours of analysis to defeat Obamacare with my 1994 treatise on the tax code. Half of the health care bill is an amendment to the Social Security Act. One-sixth of it is an amendment to Chapter 1 of the tax code. I can obliterate both of them on accident. If you just slow down and look at a few statutes, you go, excuse me, but they've been stealing from us for decades. Look at just this proof, and it's at the foundation of the Social Security Act. You go, it's over. It's over. They're stealing from us every day. It's a felony. I can arrest a felon, state to state, circuit to circuit, across the United States. These people are subject to citizen's arrest. If not justifiable homicide. And I'm speaking
about
statute.
Well, I don't want to cross that line. I don't want to cross that line.
I'm not saying go do it.
Okay.
I'm not saying go do it. I'm saying the law operates that way. And so when you can convince a public servant, it's a bad idea to get me into that court. The judge can be arrested. I'm not saying I will, but I'm saying your conduct makes it so that 317 plus million Americans can do it if they choose. What were you thinking? It's that bad. With what I can prove so quickly and so simply, and I'll do it on the air cheerfully, have a pen and piece of paper handy. I do this all the time. I've been lecturing on law for 22 years. And it is simple to get to the very basis of a lot of what they get from us, and it's overtly illegal.
Okay, we're going to have to come up on another commercial break. This one's going to last about 4.5 minutes, or 4 minutes and 10 seconds. And when we come on back, I'd like you to continue. Okay, David?
Of course.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops, they go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with David Merland, who has done decades of study of the actual tax code. And you need to understand that is the actual letter of the tax law, as opposed to all of these regulations that are simply being written, often out of thin air, by the Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service. And before we go any further, because I'm going to keep you on until the end of the show, David, here, your ad here at RBN is basically where people can, correct me if I'm wrong, they can acquire a copy of this treatise that you wrote 20 years ago. Is that correct?
FromCaesar.us. Take FromCaesar.us. There's a manual that I wrote in 1994 about Tax Code Section 83 that I added a 30-page epilogue to a couple of months ago and got an ISBN number on it, so it's up to date. You'll have case law from 1979 through 2011, circuit cases and tax court cases that say Section 83 applies to all compensation for services for employees and self-employed It explains how to tax it. It governs the taxation of compensation, and yet H&R Block, J.K. Harris, Ronnie Deutsch, the IRS, certified public accountant, enrolled agents to the IRS. Those are people that take classes every year to retain their certification so they can represent you at audit or in tax court. None of them ever receive any instruction whatsoever on Section 83 of the tax code. I'm the only one in the known universes that teaches anything about it. And in that manual, there's nothing you can, there's nothing left to say about Section 83, and there's no questions left unanswered about Section 83. That manual is the first, last, and final word on the operation of that statute. The government won't even go on record with its own interpretation of Section 83, and yet the judicial branch concurs that it explains how to tax your paycheck. I have issues with that.
Okay, would you...
It doesn't say that the whole paycheck's gross income like the IRS does either. It says if, in connection with the performance of services, property is transferred, the excess of the value of that property over the amount paid is shall be included in gross income. And it defines the amount paid in regulation as the value of any money or property that I paid for my paycheck. Labor's property. Its value is what an unrelated party is willing to give me in an arm's-length transaction. I didn't get anything in excess. Here would be an example of excess. Dave, you sold more vacuum cleaners than anybody else in the company in the whole country in the third quarter of this year. Here's a $4,000 bonus. I didn't contract for that. That's gross income. But the rest of it is the contract value of my labor, my pension, my sick pay, vacation pay, company parking spot, company automobile, my lunches that the company bought for me, my wages, tips, salaries, commissions. All of that is within the contract value of my labor. And Section 83 says the value of any money or property that you paid for your compensation is an amount paid, and only the excess is gross income.
Now, I've heard that before. I wasn't aware of exactly where the statute was on that one. Can you spell your website for us, please?
TakeFromCaesar, C-A-E-S-A-R.
Okay.
C-A-E-S-A-R. TakeFromCaesar.us. Take from Caesar that which is not Caesar's.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm certainly going to post it to whatreallyhappened.com here. But again, I think probably 20 years ago when you wrote this treatise, probably you would have presented it to people and they said, oh, I mean, the government would never lie to us about the income tax. And of course, today we're a much sadder but wiser American people where we've come to understand the government lies to us about everything. First and foremost, to get our money. Human caused global warming is a good example of that. So we've got about another 5 minutes left in this segment. What else would you like to share with our listeners?
I thought you'd never ask. We have U.S. District Court that has, in a particular decision, articulated why this challenge to Title 18 of the United States Code is an invalid challenge. The challenge is that there's a statute in there that gives U.S. District Court its jurisdiction over criminal cases, but that it was signed by the House, given to the Senate. The Senate made amendments, went on a break, came back, gave it back to the House, and the House never voted on the amendments, and it went to Truman and was signed into law. And the District Courts say Congress gave us jurisdiction. We had a statute before that one, even if the argument was valid. And so we have jurisdiction. What that judge just said was that we get our jurisdiction from statute. Congress created the court. What Congress gives, Congress can take away. We have medical marijuana statutes on a state level, maybe even a constitutional provision like Colorado has. We have gay marriage legislation, and some states had constitutional amendments against it, and yet federal district court overturns it. 28 U.S.C., that's Title 28 of the United States Code about the judiciary, 1738, says all enactments and decisions of a state shall be given their full faith and credit in U.S. District Court. Well, how do you give full faith and credit to a law that you strike down as unconstitutional? There's a statute that Congress wrote that limits U.S. District Court's jurisdiction to hear cases that contradict a state law or a state Supreme Court decision. Why is it me coming up with this? I'm not the lawyer out there trying to defend these states. And here's a statute that clearly says it's Congress saying basically U.S. District Court doesn't have jurisdiction to overturn a state law. You have to go to an Article 4 court, which is a constitutional court, not an Article 3 court, which is a statutory creation. Anyway, that's another example of when you look at the law closely enough and you take your time, you can find some things that are earth-shattering. They shake the foundation of what government does to its foundation.
Well, again, you know, when we were kids, when we were at the height of the Cold War, we were very gullible, naive, trusting people, where we simply assumed that anything we were being told by the politicians, by the courts, by the corporate TV media had to be the absolute unvarnished truth. Today, we know better. We are lied to constantly. The American people are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And so it shouldn't come as a surprise that the government is misrepresenting the actual statutes in order to assert more control over the states. Although I'm happy to read that they're now pulling back from this insistence of imposing federal law on the states where its marijuana has been decriminalized. But power always seeks more power, wealth always seeks more wealth, and these are not particularly honorable and honest people. That is the lesson of the 21st century. I think most Americans now understand.
Let's go back to the 50s. Let's look at the early 60s. Television shows. Those were not fantasy. Kids were like you see on Leave It to Beaver. And these deviants stood back and said, how can we fleece these way too trusting, nice, soft, gentle people? And they did it.
No, they absolutely did. And I'm old enough to remember that, yeah, that's how we were back then. You know, I was a child of the 50s. I was a farm kid and had absolutely no idea that this kind of stuff went on. Now we know different.
Oh, and look what's right at the front right now. These progressives have waged war on childhood for decades. It's gone. You don't find innocent children these days. There are pockets. I'm not saying every child, but with what they're taught is normal and the sewer that is pop culture, it's utterly abhorrent to me what children are allowed to become, much less encouraged to become.
Well, I agree with you on that one. I mean, my approach is we should let kids stay kids for as long as they possibly can, because growing old is a one-way street. But they're being driven to adulthood by mass merchandising. You want to be grown up. You want to wear the correct fashions. You want to have this. You want to have that. And it's
television.
It's all driven by greed and money junkie behavior to the detriment of our society. And don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with people being rich, like Steve Jobs or James Cameron. What I do have a problem with is that lust for money destroying what was best in the American character. We got to take another commercial break. One final segment with David Merland after these few words.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further.
Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today, and we're keeping David Merland on until the very end. And David, before I hand the microphone back to you, I'm looking through your website. I got to tell you, we're getting a ton of email on you and the issues that you raise and a bunch of questions, which we're not going to have time for. So obviously, I'm going to have you back on my show at some point. And a reminder that David now has his own show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Saturday morning. What is the time slot again, please?
7 a.m. Eastern until 8 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, 7 a.m. Eastern, Saturday mornings. David's going to be on the radio talking about all of this and the fact that, yes, once again, the government is lying to the American people to obtain their money through fraudulent means. We've got about maybe 10 minutes left to go here. Just take off and tell our listeners what you want them to hear.
Okay, 123 at takefromcaesar.us, 123 at takefromcaesar.us. You can email me directly. I worked with one other man. This man went to, he called me up in March 2006 and said, gosh, they're really heating it up with me at the IRS there. You got any ideas? I just heard from a friend of mine, heard your name and never heard of you before. And I said, well, I just filed a criminal complaint with 80 members of Congress. It cost me $6,000 to send 80 members of Congress 180 pages. And 33 pages of that is a racketeering and extortion complaint based on my treatise, because they can't refute a word of it, a 58-page memorandum and some exhibits. You want to join your IRS agents as similarly situated criminals? He said, yeah, why don't we do that? So we joined them as criminals to that criminal complaint and served all of them. They turned it over to the Criminal Investigations Division, and then he manufactured a bunch more copies and served all their agents. And then by late summer, they turned it over to the Department of Justice for an indictment, and he photocopied a bunch more times, served all the local U.S. attorneys down there in Florida. And in December, he received a subpoena to appear before the grand jury to provide handwriting exemplars, and with my coaching, appeared before the grand jury and said, I'll give you all the handwriting exemplars you want. I'm here to give you everything you want today, but I'm also here to tell you I am not here as a defendant. I'm here as a criminal counter-complainant. They don't deny a word of it. They should be in prison. And he gave the grand jury foreperson a copy of that criminal complaint that went to Congress along with his affidavit of joinder and never heard from him again. And now he's my promoter.
He called, well, good, good for him.
He calls my 58-pager his second Bible. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think given the fact that the IRS regulations seem to be disconnected from their statutory foundation, and especially given the IRS already vile reputation even before the targeting of political dissidents, I think they're just going to tend to be leery of any situation that is going to add to the negative press. And again, I'm not a lawyer. David's not a lawyer, and none of this is legal advice or a recommendation for a course of action. But I think if all 300 million Americans stood up at the same time and said, we're tired of being lied to about this stuff, I think we might see some changes happening.
I would hope so. And keep in mind, exhibit number one in that complaint to 80 members of Congress was a protective order that U.S. District Court in Austin, Texas issued against a memorandum I filed. I had a client in Austin, Texas, said I might be indicted for failure to file. I said, how would you like an exhibit that proves you sued the United States for proof the tax code applies to Americans and they can't debate you on three or four statutes? He says, let's go for it. So we filed a lawsuit with a memorandum attached saying, all I want out of this lawsuit is answers to these questions if these three conclusions are mistaken. And Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Bass asked the court for a protective order against the 12 questions, and U.S. District Judge Lee Yeko issued the protective order.
Okay, what does that mean by a protective order, that you can't, that you've got legitimate questions and you can't bring them?
You are hereby prohibited from asking these questions of our poor U.S. attorneys.
Boy, that sounds like flashing guilty sign. I know that when Bill Benson came out with his book, The Law That Never Was, that documents what Judge James C. Fox said in Sullivan versus United States. The 16th Amendment actually failed ratification. The courts have basically said this book may not ever be introduced in any tax law cases.
And that's a political issue you have to take up with Congress.
Which Congress won't do a thing about it.
It's all horse feathers, isn't it?
So, yeah, it really is. Actually, it's from the other end of the horse.
They'll find a direction they can run, and then they'll run as far as they have to, no matter how bad they have to look doing it, and you can't have the law. But there's some real simple things you can confront them with, and that's what I've devised in my treatise, which will eventually be available. The only things on Take from Caesar right now are the Section 83 manual, and then a manual about a very curious, peculiar phrase that if you went to Google and you typed in open as a matter of right to public vehicular travel, open as a matter of right to public vehicular travel, you'll get 7 million hits. It's in the law from coast to coast. that highways are open as a matter of right. And I filed with Kurt Riggin, my best friend in Colorado. I filed a criminal complaint with the Homeland Security Committee in Congress, March 9th of 06, and with the Department of Justice, alleging everybody involved in the misenforcement of the Motor Vehicle Code against public vehicular travelers, that they're extortionists and racketeers. Never heard word one back from it. And that complaint, when you join your judge and your prosecutor and your cop and your city or county, whoever cited you to that complaint, and file your motion to dismiss into your case, they always instruct the cop to not appear so that they can dismiss the case without getting into the topic of public vehicular travel. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, it's a dirty system. It absolutely is a dirty system. The justice system is not just.
But to prove it with statute is the hard part. That's what I do.
Well, the U.S. government has, for well over a century, existed solely on their ability to convince the American people that what they say is right, the truth, and the law, and be believed. And those days are gone. There's really a panic going on in the halls of power that they have created a credibility crisis where the American people just don't trust anything this government says any longer. And they're trying to figure out some way they can regain that. And the more we start digging and going public on all of these misapplications of the law, outright fraud, judges who will absolutely refuse to let law or exonerating evidence come into the courtroom, the more obvious it becomes that we really, unfortunately, have descended into exactly the kind of governmental tyranny the founding fathers of this nation hoped to avoid.
I'd like to provide a simple, provable footing for somebody to simply say, this is over. You've always been stealing from us, and it's over. That traffic court's a racketeering scheme, so is the IRS, and if you don't shut it down, heaven help you.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people, and again, I'm not encouraging any kind of a violent uprising. I am still convinced that if we just sit and delink from the system, pull your money out of the banks and the stock market, invest in physical silver and gold, this whole Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme is about to implode on itself, and it will take the federal government with it.
We can only hope, right?
Well, again, looking at there are so many similarities between the current United States and the Soviet Union just before its collapse, and it's only a matter of time. And frankly, I'm amazed they kept it together as long as they did. One more time for our listeners before the end of the show, when is your show on RBN?
Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. Eastern till 8 a.m. Eastern. You can email me at 123@takefromcaesar.us.
All right, so that's 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'll tell you right now, David, I'm certainly going to be tuning in.
And okay? The show is called No Confidence. My name is David Merlin.
All right, David, we got to let you go. The music is playing. It's time for me to get out of here and get some errands done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I got a ton of stuff left over from today's talking points. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, stay informed, make good choices, stay skeptical, stay angry. Now's the time. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Hit that donate button at the top of the webpage. Buy physical silver and gold from Republic Trading Group. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.